And I just want to bring honor to Pastor Mark for just starting the ministry. We are just forever grateful. Just look at the young kids. Just look at all of us. We are forever grateful. And one life could represent a thousand. Amen.
Right.
So we're all here for specific reasons, and God all brought us here for the development. So I just want to give honor to him and give honor to April, his wonderful wife. She's my dear friend. I thank God for how he connected us. Really, it was a God thing. It was just, I prayed out, asked the Lord one day for some friends, some true life friends. But I didn't know all this was going to happen. So praise God. You know, God will do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think. Yeah. So it just was beyond my imagination that this day would be here. We're going to read the title of the message is Jordan, Crossing Over from Death to Life. Amen.
All right. Amen.
Out of the wilderness from last week, amen. Yeah. And now we're going to make a pit stop at the Jordan before we go on to victory, amen.
Amen.
Before we get started, the Lord spoke to me. I don't want anyone to raise their hand. Just come up and talk to either Ella or Keisha, Pastor Mark, or myself after service. He said someone really is in desperate need of groceries. So just come and see us, okay? Mm-hmm. He didn't give me a name or anything. You don't have to be embarrassed. We're the family of God.
Amen.
We're here for you guys. So if someone is in desperate need, please come in and let us know, because that was the voice of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. And it may not be necessarily you, it may be someone right next to you.
All right.
Okay. So if you know someone in dire straits, let's give.
Yes.
Amen.
Joshua 1. I'm going to read verse 10, or Joshua, I'm sorry, verse 10 through 11. Now, you guys remember the great promise that the Lord gave Moses, and then on to Joshua. He kind of was inherited this great promise to get all these Israelites through the wilderness.
All right.
Well, all the wilderness, they come, all 3 million of them, right? That's a gang of people. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command these people, saying, prepare provision for yourselves. For within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Amen.
Amen.
So once again, he's giving him that great promise. You're about to possess the land. And he said, 3 days, get your stuff together. This is the big one.
Yes.
Prophetically, get your stuff together, you guys. This is the big one.
Yes.
You've been waiting all your life for what is going to happen to us in this next season.
Oh,
amen.
I receive.
Amen. Yeah. I receive that too. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Joshua 3, verse 1 through 5. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan. He and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over. So say, everyone say, crossover.
Crossover.
Here I go.
Here I go.
So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. Everyone say, in the Jordan.
In the Jordan.
I have not passed this way before.
I have not passed this way before.
That means lean not unto your own understanding.
All right.
Amen. So what God is taking us, we have not gone this way before. So everything that you have, the sum total of who you are, your thoughts, and the way that you do things up until this point is kind of like pretty much programmed in. But he's saying, hold up. To go through this Jordan region, you have never come this way before. He said, put a little bit of distance between that ark, because guess what? If you're too close, you might see which way we're going to go. So that means God has a couple surprises, and he wants you to be led by the Holy Spirit, not by your own will and imagination. nation, and I couldn't imagine this way.
Right.
When we came this way to the lost and found, for me, we didn't have a building. We didn't have anything. It was just the Lord hit the eject button. He said, go that way. And everyone was asking me, well, where are you going? I'm like, I don't know. I know I'm going with a group of friends, but I don't know.
Right.
We didn't have anything. We just had the voice of the Lord. So I had not crossed this way before.
Right.
It was all foreign. You know, I'm not used to this. This is a foreign land for me. My relationship with God is not so foreign, but this here tonight is a foreign territory. But I never went this way before, so it was new for me. Thank God for obedience.
Yeah.
If I was not obedient, I don't know where I would be in that last season. That's where, if you do not listen to the Holy Spirit and start to follow Him, that's when you see people who are locked down in misery.
Yeah.
They just hate life. Life sucks. Well, He was trying to get you out, but you wanted to stay.
Right.
Now look at you. He was saying, go this way. You were being defiant. I'm going to stay right here.
Right.
And sometimes He's like, go this way. I'm not going to show you, but just follow my voice.
Yeah.
And stop doing your own thing. Amen?
Amen.
Now the Jordan, I want to give you a couple of points about the Jordan. So I guarantee after tonight, you will never read the Bible and see the word Jordan in that river. See the Jordan and the river Jordan without thinking of something different.
All right.
The Jordan is in the Bible a whole bunch of times. But what does it represent, and what does it represent for our very lives? I'm sorry, you guys. I feel very winded.
All right.
I don't know what's going on. The Jordan was the place where Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist.
All right.
You all know that?
Yes.
All right. Amen. You're Bible scholars. The Jordan was where the axe head floated. You guys know that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey. It's working. Where the axe head floated, Elijah, they were in a river, and I guess they weren't in a river. They were chopping down.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the forest. They were building. And then can you imagine? Here's the builder. He's chopping, and his axe falls in the river. Now what are you going to do? So they went to the Jordan. The Jordan is a place of miracles. They went to the Jordan. They threw a stick in the Jordan, and the axe head floated from the bottom to the top. Now, that's a notable miracle. Amen?
Yes, it is.
When Jesus was being baptized, and He came up, a dove came out, the heavens opened up, and a voice came down. That's a notable miracle that happened in the Jordan. The Jordan was also where Naaman had to dip 7 times to be healed.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
So that's a notable miracle. So the Jordan in our lives is going to represent in this next season a notable miracle by God.
Amen.
And that's so that you understand that God is really with you.
Yeah.
So before you go kicking the enemy's butt, you need to make sure that God is really with you.
Mm.
So just to clear it up in your mind,
come on,
your imagination,
yes,
before you go out to mess with the enemy, you need to know that God is with you.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
So the notable miracle is what I want you to write up under the Jordan for your life. If you have trouble having childlike faith, you cannot inherit the kingdom.
All right.
So those notable miracles when they were led to the Jordan, if they didn't have some type of faith, like, well, how are we going to get past this point?
Yeah.
We need a miracle at this point. And I just want you to just use your imagination for a minute. Here's 3 million people. They get to this river, but they need to cross over this river. How are they going to get their animals over this river? How are they going to get their children? I mean, I don't know how high the river is, but you know you step in a river and off you go, right? So here was a big stumbling block. And for this river to depart and for them to go through was a notable miracle by God.
Yes.
So for what we're going to do,
come on,
what the lost and found has to do, what the Lord needs you to do, you're going to need a notable miracle in your life. Amen?
Lord.
I don't want to do it without Him. I tried it that way. It just downright sucks. I learned the hard way.
Yes.
Now I'm just going to skip around a few times. You don't need to go in your word with you. I just want to lay a little foundation about the Jordan. Is that okay?
Yes.
Amen. All right. In verse 10 it says, and Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living God is among you. Say, living God.
Living God.
I need you to dwell.
I need you to dwell
among us.
Among us.
In verse 17, it says, "Then the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan."
Lord.
Nobody was left out. But remember the instruction from last week, they had to follow what the man of God was telling them to do.
Yeah.
So basically in the Bible, you know, when I read this, I said, well, dang, come on, this is kind of harsh. If they didn't follow Joshua, they said, put him to death. There wouldn't be anybody left in Cleveland. And I mean, so I don't know if they followed out of obedience or being scared, but either way, they followed, and everyone got across. So at some point, as Joshua kept giving them instructions, and they all did it, and things kept working out, at some point, they started trusting his word, amen?
Yes, yes.
So as Pastor Mark gives us all instructions, he's very instructional, and I just love it, because it's stuff you never thought about before, like, oh yeah, okay, you know, you just, your brain starts rattling a little bit. Thank you, Mom and Dad, we really appreciate it. So they got across the Jordan, and I just, you know, if I could have been there, what would my response have been like? Well, wait a minute. This river just dried up for our sake because we're trying to cross over and do something for the Lord.
Lord.
My God, where did that faith go?
Yeah.
They probably said, well, God can do that.
He can do
it. Then he can do this. Amen. So that's why you need a notable miracle before we go on.
I receive.
Amen. Now we're going to go to 2 Kings 2, and I'm going to talk about Elijah for a moment. I know everyone probably has a favorite Bible character. I think Elijah and Elijah is my favorite only because they were friends. A mantle was passed and all that good stuff. But it just is amazing when you read the stories.
Yeah.
Elder Keisha always talks about she's not a Bible scholar, but I can't tell. 2 Kings. I'm just going to lay out the foundation again of the story. Elijah knew that this was going to be the last day he was on the earth. I guess the Lord had talked to him. This is it. Elijah was following behind him. He was like, I'm going to go wherever you go. And he said, hey, you know, I'm about to go to the Jordan. What does that mean when he say I'm going to the Jordan? Notable miracle. So in verse 8, it says, now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground.
Amen.
Sound familiar?
Yes. Notable miracle.
A notable miracle. Then, now this was just like two buddies. Okay, here's Elijah. He gets taken up by a chariot. Can you imagine that? You know, like, whoa. There are 50 prophets who were kind of checking out this whole scene. He goes up. The mantle falls down. This seems like something Elder Keisha would do. Well, shoot. If he can do it, I can do it too. Pick up the mantle.
Amen.
He said, well, I'm going to try this too. Hit, struck the water, and the Jordan split for him again.
Oh, wow.
So you know he was jacked, right? But well, if it worked for him, it'll work for me. Amen. Yeah. So that's how faith is. If you use your faith and it worked for you, well, I'm going to use my faith. Yeah. That might work for
that's
me.
That's right.
It's okay to copy an area of faith. Yes.
Amen.
So I thought that was a great, notable miracle. The next thing that happened after they crossed over that Jordan, now I know they were pumped. They were probably in celebration mode, and I mean, they were just rocking it like, yeah, we crossed this great Jordan. Then it was time to take the city of Jericho, and that's serious business.
Yeah.
Amen. So Elijah was like, okay, everybody rest. Or Joshua said, everybody rest. Just chill on out. Tomorrow we're going to get on up, and this is going to be it. He sent the priest out to walk around those walls. Mm. Now remember, in the wilderness, they went around and around and around. So what's the significance of them going around this wall for all these days, for 7 days? 6 days straight, once. And on the seventh day, seven times. So here they go again, around in circles. This wall represented an obstacle in their life.
That's right.
An impossible obstacle.
Mm.
Anybody facing anything impossible right now?
Yes.
Yes.
We need to examine that thing.
Yes.
All right, it's kind of like the spy is scoping it out. I need to see how tall the wall is,
right. How
tall my obstacle is. I need to see how wide. But in this case, the Lord said, be quiet. Joshua instructed them, don't say a word for 6 days.
Mm.
Now, let's take that and let's switch it and make it your mindset.
Mm.
Here's what happens to us so many times. In life, we do a certain thing. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you a marriage example, because that's the only thing that can pop up in my head right now. It's not me, I'm just representing a married couple. You and your husband get in a fight, I'm going to do it from the girl's side. I don't want to offend the guys.
That's right.
Girls, you know this is what happens. Everybody sit up straight. You and your husband get into an altercation. You get mad at him, you roll your eyes, you grab your keys, I'm going shopping. Oh, you go shopping.
Oh.
You start spending money you don't have. Amen?
Amen.
To make your flesh feel better.
That's right.
You get out there in the mall, oh, I like these shoes, I like this dress, I like this, all this. Then you have buyer's remorse.
Oh.
You get in the car and you're just like, oh my God, what did I do? I feel much better now. Then you go home.
Oh, Jesus.
Then what happens? Then you start bouncing checks.
Uh-oh.
Lights get turned off.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you took your bill money because you wanted to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Then you ended up in a hole. Your lights and gas or whatever gets cut off.
Mm.
Now you have to borrow from someone
right.
to make up the difference.
Yeah.
And now you're further in a hole.
Come on.
So, what did that do to you? Then you end up right back where you were, bro. So, the wall of Jericho represents. All right, let's examine this thing. Me and my husband have an altercation. Let me get my attitude in check.
Yeah.
Yes, dear. Right? I was wrong. Right?
I receive.
Instead of me going shopping, I'm going to go in here and prepare something nice for you. That's breaking a mindset.
Amen.
Because normally, grabbing them keys, in my younger days, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily go shopping because I don't like to go shop, but I would get mad and just drive, you know, just drive. Oh, come on. So at some point I said, okay, wait a minute. I can't run from this. I need to examine how I'm treating my husband.
All right.
I need to just take a closer look at this thing and change something, because if not, our relationship is going to be very damaged.
All right.
So around and around I went. I got it wrong a few times. But eventually, I got to a point in my mindset like, wait a minute, if I continue to do this, there was a change that happened in me.
Yes.
So eventually, after about the seventh time, because the seven is the number of completion,
amen.
I said, I'm done with this.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
I can't do this anymore. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
I've had enough. And eventually, my mind broke me out of that circle situation, and I went this way
in
that victory instead of going around in that circle. Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
And that's what we want to gather from tonight, of breaking those walls of Jericho. So now, as a church body, if we continue to do things the way that the church did before, and we have pictures in our minds of how church is done, then we can end up going around and around like they have done. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not knocking any church or anything. But maybe God wants to do a new thing in us.
Yes.
And he's telling us to go this way
instead
of what we've already seen. Because in our mind, it captures pictures and images and your imagination could be locked in. So God wants to break the imagination so that we can go this way and change something in this area.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's as a church.
Yes.
Now individually, what is it that you keep just going around and around about? What is it that every time it trips you up and you just can't get a breakthrough?
All right.
And you need a breakthrough in that area.
Yes.
Now I want to instruct you all on what the Lord told me to do. Now, I really wrestle with this. I don't know why, but I believe it's going to change your life.
Amen.
And also, because this is the year of victory, we're going to get victory in this year.
Yes.
Amen.
I know I am.
Hey.
Yes. And we're starting to see mighty signs of victory.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory.
Now, Elisha went on. And he did 8 times the miracles that Elisha had done. There was a double portion that was passed down to him. So it's like, you know, those generational blessings, Rockefellers, it gets bigger and bigger and better. Mm-hmm. The same thing with what you pass down spiritually.
Yes.
And this year, this is my victory mantle.
Amen.
I have everything that I need victory about this year written on here. And because on this, I want to see a notable miracle by God.
All right.
This represents impossible situations.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of impossible situations.
All right.
And I believe God, He wants to show up with notable miracles on each one of these situations.
All right.
So what the Lord had me do to prepare for you guys tonight is, I'm going to give each one of you one of these.
All right.
You're going to take it home. You're going to write your stuff down. We're going to bring it back through praise and worship. Lord, I need you to, it's almost like the prayer card.
Yeah.
But this way, as God answers your notable things with His signs, wonders, and miracles, you can start to cross it out.
All right.
And you know, when God does one thing, you get really excited.
Yeah.
Like,
okay,
what's going to do next? I mean, you get really just,
yeah,
jacked, like, I can't believe you just did this for me.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I receive.
So the notable miracle. Now, for me, I didn't know God was doing this, but I understand it now. When I came out of my wilderness experience in South Carolina, I came to Cleveland, and I started having a rocky time. I didn't get it. I had a really terrible financial crunch. Now, the principle is, when you're crossing over that Jordan, you're going to do something you have never done before.
All
remember,
right.
You have not gone this way before.
All right.
That's when the Lord, and if you guys know me, where the $58 seed came from.
Yeah.
I had never heard of it. It didn't make sense. I had an incredible debt going on. Nobody could help me, but the Lord led me in that direction, and it was a notable miracle that happened.
Yeah.
And that just pumped me for the rest of my life. And the notable miracles continue to happen because there's a process. Now, here's the bad news. There's a little bit of bad news. When you get out of that wilderness experience, you cross over to the Jordan, where you need that notable miracle in your life.
Right.
Is it for depression? I don't know. If you get healed of depression, that's a notable miracle.
Glory. Yes,
if you get healed of a sickness in your body, that's a notable miracle.
That's two for me. Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
If you get your finances healed, that's a notable miracle.
That's three. Let's go.
Somebody's excited.
Yes,
what
yes,
do you need?
Yes.
What do you need from the King?
Yeah.
I need Him to show up with a notable miracle. I need Him to do some restoration type of things in my life.
Yeah.
It depends as well. We're going to praise our King one more time tonight. And you guys, even though I have some pens for you, you can take them home. You can take these home. We're going to worship our King. So in your mind, if you feel the urge right now to write down what that one thing, just start with one thing. It was really interesting when I started writing. It was just one thing. And then another thing grew out of it. And then another thing. And then another thing. And then I was like, well, wait, you know, maybe I should slow this thing down. I heard a woman of God say one time that church makes you lazy.
Mm.
Because you come in and you sit down and you listen to the man of God, and well, it didn't really require you to do anything but use your ears, amen?
All right.
I'm giving you homework. I'm giving you homework so that you can see the arm and the hand of God, and that you can get excited that God will be with you in your business, in school, in your life, for what God has called you to do and what He's called you to be. For all that God has called us to be as a church, we're going to need Him, and we're going to need some notable miracles to go along with that.
Yes.
So the people will believe that God is with us and God is alive, and that the living God lives among us in this church. I don't want us to be a church. My heart's desire for everyone is that we be a victorious church.
Yes.
That we don't just come in here week in and week out and, oh, that was just a good message Pastor preached. I don't want that for us.
All right.
I want it to be more than that.
Yeah.
I want the Lord to show up in our very lives when we leave this place.
All right.
This is our filling station. I want you to act like this is the gas station. You come in here, you get filled up,
amen,
you go back out, and the Lord is with you, right?
Yeah.
And then all the energy and the zest and the anointing that God places on you in here, you can use it for the hurting world, amen?
Amen.
But if you don't have God with you, with some notable miracles, then you may not have the boldness to go where no man has gone. Amen.
All right.
And we're going to have the boldness to go in and pull out the hurting.
Amen.
So Jonathan, he's just going to play another selection for us. And I want us to worship the King just like your notable miracle has already taken place and that he has answered one of these requests.
Amen.
That's faith. Yeah. Faith is acting like, hey, it's already done. Amen?
Amen?
So many things in my life, it wasn't done. My impossible situation of almost being bankrupt was just, I was dead. My financial life was dead. Amen?
Amen.
I needed it to be alive again and kicking.
Yeah.
And I saw notable miracles, one after another, because I started following God's way and not my own.
All right.
Amen?
Lord.
Don't be mad at me because I follow God.
Amen. Amen.
So we're going to worship our King. We're going to ask him for instruction. We're going to ask for a Jordan type of an experience with him.
Yes.
So that we can go on and do this thing with the Lord, with his strong and mighty arm with us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now tonight, I'm really feeling pressed on my heart. That if God isn't with you, if you feel that God has left you, if you are not sure that God really is interested in your situations, I really want to pray with you all tonight. I want to pray because you need to know. You need to be sure. You don't need to be mixed between two opinions. And if you're not sure for sure, I want you to be sure so that you can go ahead and be victorious in this year. Because don't get mad at all of us. If in this year we start to be victorious and you're still sitting there,
right.
That is not what God wills for this year. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
say that everywhere in the city that you decide to go, that you decide, there is a point in your walk with Christ that you do things for Him, but that there is a point in your walk that He does things for you.
Right.
And He said, this
Thank
night
Lord.
Is the night that He wants you to ask Him, what is it that He can do for you?
Right.
And He is sitting on heaven saying, I'm
Lord.
Here for my good and faithful
I
Son.
See.
And He is going to do what you ask Him to do in this season because He is pleased with you. And everywhere the soles of your feet tread, you will have.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's a great and mighty promise.
Yes.
Thank you. Amen. I love you all. And if you didn't wave your flag here, wave it at home.
Yes.
Get it private and personal. Write on these things and watch what God will do for you. Amen.
Amen.
I love you all.
Amen. Glory. Y'all can be seated. Take a seat. You know, I hope that we as a people see that there's things, you know, we all need victory in. I think one of the, I like, it was two examples I like. One, and I'll let y'all go. One was the faith thing. If God did it for you, He'd do it for me. Sometimes that's the only way you can walk, is God did it for you. I remember my father was diagnosed with cancer, and we was going to the doctor, and he was telling him, I'm gonna push you in chemo, and they was trying to put him in chemo so fast. And I remember one night I called him, and he said, "Well, everybody else walking by faith, I'm gonna walk by faith."
Amen.
And his faith pushed him all the way in the opposite direction. They not talking about chemo no more.
Amen.
Blood work is doing better.
Amen.
See, stuff like that is just it's just faith based.
Yes.
There's three other things I wanted to say. When she said the depression, the healing, and the financial burden, and y'all said, I said, that's one, that's two, that's three. I was saying that's one, that's two, that's three victories that I've seen in my life.
Yes.
Depression, I suffered from depression, anxiety for so many years. I was on anti-depression medicine, anxiety medicine, and God rose me up out that stuff.
Yes.
And took me off medicine and set my mind right. Healing, born with a disease that was supposed to kill me. Watch my parents spend millions of dollars on hospital bills. Sick all my life, from the time I was little till I was about 30. Doctor said I wouldn't live past 58 was the oldest with the disease that I had, and God was on medicine my whole life, and one day God just said, that's enough.
Yes.
And took the medicine away.
Yes.
I went back to the doctors, got my doctors believing in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
That's healing.
Yes.
Financial. Me and my wife is in financial turmoil and trying to get out of debt, and I go to work and I get an $11,000 raise. And that just don't happen in this time. That's God.
That's God.
I'm saying things to encourage y'all because I've been walking by faith for it's nothing like walking around the circle of sickness for 30 years.
Yes.
And thinking God not with you and He don't love you.
Yes.
That's some times where I cursed God, was mad at God, mad at the world, and I walked and walked and walked until one day my faith took me to victory.
Yes.
So I don't want y'all to always see us up here and be like, oh, they just talking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been walking by faith for a long time.
That's right.
For a long time. So I got a lot of stories if you ever need to be encouraged. So remember a couple things she said. If anybody need groceries or anybody that knows somebody that needs groceries, we are a giving church, but we got giving people. See one of us. If you need prayer because you just feel like God not with you, and it is nothing to be embarrassed about. A month ago, pastor in the church with a beautiful wife and lovely people around me, I said, God, you have left me because I was that hurt. And he said, okay, I'll give you a notable miracle just to show you I'm still with you. And you did. So if you feel like God left you, just come up to any of us after service and just say, pray with me.
Yeah.
Or you ain't even got to ask for prayer. You just say, pray for me.
Amen.
All right, so we're going to have offering time so you can sow into the kingdom of God. Remember, just sow what's on your heart. It's not a 10% ministry. Just give what you can give. Trust God for the harvest. I thank you, Pastor Ayanna, for that word.
Yes.
I pray you use them cloths.
Yes.
Sometimes symbolic things help you see the move of God. Imagine you light that cloth up, and it's just colorful. And then all of a sudden, all you start seeing is X's.
Yes.
Oh, you start getting excited, Lord. What are you going to do next? After I got my promotion, I went into work the next day like, where did my next money at? I want to see some more, Lord. What you gonna do? It just makes me excited.